before Shana for like, I made a packet about the Shaila about making Kiddush before the Tekiyas. That's a big discussion in the poskim. Yeah. They say that Rav Henkin said, this I saw recently, Rav Harfinus is safer, that anyone who ate before Tekiyas Shofar, he wanted they should make an announcement that the Levaya should not touch the Aron.
Yeah.
That's not too much. That's very, that's big cool. Both versions
of it. Yeah,
do it
or
don't.
Right. Yeah, no, but it's an interesting lumdish topic.
What's the business with the Aron? What, there's like a kitrig on them or something? What's that?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Okay, so today, Bez Hashem, we're going to talk about combing your hair on Shabbos. What's the halach of combing your hair on Shabbos? And it's relevant to time a person wants to comb his hair. It's also relevant for a woman who didn't comb her hair before Shabbos. She's going to the mikveh. Things like that. What's the halacha of combing your hair on Shabbos? Because we know that gozeis is a malacha. So if you take, so we discussed last time, if you cut, you give someone a haircut on Shabbos. So it's a machlokes between the Tosis and the Ramban and the Rivash. Tosis holds, if you're not using the hair for anything, you're throwing it away. That's the malacha shein etzrich al gufa, and therefore, according to most Rishonim, will only be an issur d'rabbanan. And the Ramban and the Rivash says, even if you're not using the hair, but it's liapos, makes the, so that's called the malacha etzrich al gufa. That's Ramban and the Rivash. Same thing about nails. Cut nails, we did last week. Cut nails on Shabbos, so you're not using them, so Tosis says, malacha shein etzrich al gufa, it's only d'rabbanan. And according to the Ramban, Rivosh, it makes the person look, appearance look nice, so then it's okay. Because the Mishnah in Nozir. Nozir choyfeith u mefaspeis avalosorik. That a Nozir could, what, do a chafifa, he can wash his hair. With a fast face, he could take his face, his finger, to the, you know, between the hairs to like separate them. Avalosorik, a nazir cannot comb his hair, because if he combs his hair, he's going to remove a hair, and if he removes hair, so then he's violating this in his ears. So. So that's what the Mishnah says. So at first glance, it seems from this Mishnah that if a Nozir can't be Sarik because he's taking away hair, so then on Shabbos, we're all like Nazirim. So that we shouldn't be able to comb the hair. So let's see the Gemara. Chofei, if you fast face money, Reb Shimni, Domer Dovish, Enus Kavin Mutter. You see, why could you wash your hair? And because it's a Dovish Enus Kavin. If you wash your hair, even if your hair comes out, it's a Dovish Enus Kavin. The Dovish Enus Kavin is Mutter. I'm a low Sorek. So why do you say the same thing by Sorek? That it also should be Mutter to comb. So maybe that in a chanami, low sorik is a different shita. It's not mistaber. The Gemara says, "Reish Reb Shimon, sefer Rabbanan." Oh, okay. Mashlim. He'll share. We're talking about combing your hair on Shabbos. Okay. So the Mishnah says that a nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. Stam. Because he's going to remove hairs. So some want to say the same thing by on Shabbos, but like all Nazirim, because we can't cut hair on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says a Nozir can't comb. So the verse says, So why is combing asur if you hold davar she'einu miskaven is mutter? So the Gemara says, I'm a rabbi, kula Rav Shimon hi, kol asurik l'hasin nimi midudolos miskaven. That when somebody combs his hair, he's mechaven to remove loose hairs. Now, loose hairs doesn't mean loose hairs that are totally loose. Loose hairs means that they're like on their last,
they're coming out,
last thread, so to speak.
Last hair
of the hair. So in other words, so they're coming out, or they're almost coming out. So when you're sorik, those hairs, you have kavana to take out those hairs. So memela, that's why a nazir can't do it. But in a chanami, if it wouldn't be for that reason, it should be mutter. Right. So this mishnah, this Gemara is clearly assuming that it's not a psik resha. That not every time you're going to comb, in other words, is the hair going to come out? If every time you comb, the hair is going to come out, then that's a psik resha.
Isn't that a machlokas for Rav Shimon holds by psik resha
as being
a miskaven? Yes. No, Rav Shimon holds that if it's a davar she'einu miskaven and it's psik resha, then you chayiv. It's Rav Shimon's moda. No, the Rav Shimon psik resha.
Rav Yehuda says you're not chayiv, right?
No, series. No. We're going to get to that. Rabbi Hoffman likes the quote from Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik about what's the din of psik resha in a series. Well, I'll explain what it means. A series means like this. When I comb my hair, I'm not going to just comb once. I'm going to comb 10 times. So in 10 times, there'll be at least one hair that'll come out. But each one time, not. So the shaila is, that's how the way Rabbi Hoffman likes to say over from Rabbi Soloveitchik, is psik resha a din in each individual time, that in each individual time it has to be vadai that something will come out? What do we say? But if I'm planning to do 10 times, and in 10 times vadai one hair will come out, then that's a psik resha? What do we say? No. Psik resha you don each time individually. That's the shaila.
What does Rabbi Hoffman say?
Oh, so we'll see. There's a Rabbi Kivager we're going to talk about. Yeah, we're going to see.
Mistama, isn't each Misa, the Malacha goes on the Misa,
right,
not on the,
right,
activity.
Right. The Pashtus is that each Misa should be nidon separately. That if each Misa is not Vadai that it's going to come out, then that's called a davar she'einu miskaven. It's not psik resha, and therefore it should be mutter.
So we paskin like Rabbi Shimon says psik resha.
We paskin davar she'einu miskaven is mutter, but a psik resha is aser.
Even where there's a davar
she'einu miskaven. See, resha is the afku when it's davar she'einu miskaven. And a psik resha,
lo nichla. Yeah,
that's a machloikas rishonim.
Wouldn't that always be the case?
In where?
Another coming in hair, you'd like to get hair out.
What? Why would you want to get your hair out?
Another? Because it's the only opportunity he has.
It's going to come out in a few seconds.
Another one to get his hair out.
So let's see. Go slow.
At the end of Svira, aren't you excited to get
the hair? There's one hair that's
according to the aura. So let's look on page 3.
Sorry, you said mutter. You said mutter by davar she'einu miskaven.
Davar she'einu miskaven.
Mutter, but aser derabanan?
No. Davar she'einu miskaven is mutter lagamri. Meaning, if I schlep a chair on the earth and it makes a furrow, but I don't have kavana for that. It makes a little ditch. Mm-hmm. I don't have kavana for that, then it's mutter. If for sure it'll make a ditch, then it's psik resha, then it's aser. But the davar she'einu miskaven is mutter lagamri, bein midaraisa and bein midrabanan.
So what's the chiluk between davar she'einu by dragging it on? What it's the how the money the
right things? Exactly. How if it's the earth is stark, so it won't necessarily make a ditch, then it's mutter to schlep. That's the case in the Gemara. Gorer Adam Mita Kisoy V'Safsal U'Vavad Shalo Yiskaven Lasos Charitz. So there's a tshuva in the Rivosh on page 3. He says he has a tshuva. Imuta lisrok b'masrek b'shabbos. Are you allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos? He says dava boruhu sha'osa. He thinks it's pasha that it's osa. Why? This not maseches nazir, masin lo maseches Shabbos. Nazir chofif mfatzif v'lo sorik. Shin hosim gemar. Nazir son of Shimon. So that's what the Rivosh says. So you take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Even though, so the Pashuk Shad in this Gemara, bring a chair here.
Sorry, does Eino Miskaven and Lo Nichale mean the same thing, or is there a Nafkamina?
No, in other words, Eino Miskaven means I'm not Machaven to do it. And Nichale is a different story, whether I'm interested in it or not. Oh.
So by drawing the bench, even if it's Sikh ratio and it's Lo Nichale,
so then the Aruch holds Sikh ratio, the Lo Nichale is Mutter. And others say it's Asr.
And in this case, is this really Nichale?
Which case?
Combing the hair, whether the hair comes out.
So you tell me.
That's what I was saying. It's a machlokas. I'm not so convinced this is nichol.
Okay.
Machlokas and
metzias.
I was saying whether it's nichol or not.
But a regular person,
maybe not.
That's what I was saying. So look in Shulchan Aruch for a second, on page 5. It says also lisrok b'masrek b'shabbos. Feel also sha'osim miseach chazir, even the ones that are made from the hair of a chazir. She'i efshar shelo yakru sa'aros. Now, where does he get that from? That L'chorah, that seems not like the Gemara, because he's mashma that it's a psikration. Right? Now, who says it's a psikration? The Gemara doesn't say it's a psikration. The Gemara says, you're mechaving l'hasir. Who says it's a psikration? So, there's a... Let me see if there's Zerik. So there's a Rashi.
Tosfos is saying that the first lotion is the Mechavin Lahasir. Tosfos is the Ramaschal Aval. Mechavin Lahasir.
Call a Serk Lahasir Nimim Doldol. She'enim Mechubars Yafav and Ochim Leinote.
That's the answer. But the Havamina, Tosfos before that, the Aval, the Ramaschal Aval.
The Gemara Mashad, the Stam Serk Mechavin Lahasir Haseir.
Ah, so it has Kavana. And then the Gemara changes.
And the Gemara says no.
Kavanah
has nothing to do with Sikh Ration. Right, one second. Sikh Ration is a Mitzvah. Yeah, so one second. But the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch seems to be that it's also Lisrok. Because it's Efshar Lahasir. So look at the Magen Avraham Chav Beis. Came Peirush Rashi B'Shabbos Daf Pei Aleph. So Rashi and Shabbos Daf Pei Aleph says it's a psikration. Tavi Psik Reish. Hiksha Berivosh. The Nozir is from the Gemara Nozir. It's Mashmanat. Because the Gemara Nozir says at the end of the Sugya that you're Dafka Mechavin to get at the hairs that are hanging by a thread. So when he combs, he Mechavin to remove those hairs. So that's why it's awesome. So it's, so he's asking questions in Rashi against the Gemara. That's the Rivosh's kashim. Efshar the Rashi balash mina the filo inu miskavim lasin nimim osir. With the Gemara hosam mayri v'masrik rach. Maybe in other words, maybe the Gemara is talking about a soft comb. And Rashi is talking about a hard comb.
Brush.
It doesn't work well with Rashi. With the assumingly the Shalosim is say a Hazer is a soft comb.
Yep.
Brush. So that's doesn't work with someone else.
Yep.
And you figure a brush is more comber than a comb? It gets out more than a
experiment.
Well, so let me show you the tshuva from Rav Abadi on page 18. So he wrote a good tshuva. All his tshuvas are good.
Just according to Tosfos, shouldn't this question knock it off? Tosfos from last week, shouldn't this question knock it off the ground?
According to Tosfos, right. In other words, if you hold like Tosfos that you need to use the hair,
it's only Darabanan.
And it's only Darabanan.
And if it's only Darabanan,
so then it's
trust is not no there unless there's a tzara.
No, the question is
there's exactly here. So we're making here.
Is there a dim psik reshe on the Darabanan? That's the question. We normally assume there is.
There's more than psik reshe. We're assuming psik reshe, and we're also assuming it's nifalei. We're assuming making a bunch of assumptions here. So
let's see. Look on page 18. He says, "Hine nishalti." This is Rav Yitzchak Abadi from Lakewood, who I'm very close to. "Hine nishalti habei palamim odos siruk harosh b'shabes pasachti leheter." "V'amarti l'alos alaksav tami yiminimuki shlo yeh nira kicholek al shulchan aruch chas v'shalom." He says he wants to write the tshuva because the shulchan aruch says also, and I'm telling people it's mutter. So he wants to explain why he's not against the shulchan aruch. So he says like this. He says, "Kosov b'shulchan aruch also lisrok b'masu b'shabbos. I feel also she'osim yisach chazir she'ef she'shuliyak b'saris. Atat nechzi anonim nekro b'saris ma'am malach yizu. Mekor alach was min ha'beis Yosef kuli al ma'osar because he quotes the Mishnah Nozir. Nozir chofev m'fasir is a lo sorek. Mishom d'chol sorek l'asir nimim lul talim. Vigas mi'chosov next paragraph l'vasof al das rivosh." Yeah. Okay. So he says, in other words, the Gemara says, "You're having to take away the hairs." He says, "Avalofia nimim didan hayom kol hakavoyah shel sorek haseir ein kedei lahasir nimim." Because when you comb your hair today, we're not combing our hair to remove hairs. Adrabah, lo nichol ubachi. Ve'echi sheyeh vaday she'enam miskanin zeh. Psik reishe vaday lo havi. He says, you're not mechavin to take hairs that are going by, we're not talking loose hairs. We're talking about hairs that are hanging by a thread. We're not mechavin for that, bizman zeh. And it's not a psik reishe. The rabbim heim lemesachkim kli yashiv v'seirosim betov heino toshim saras. So that I guess is the question of metzias. He says.
So he's holding like the one brush, not the right barren, successive
right,
one.
Right. In other words, he's holding that you have to go by each maisa, and if it's not going to come out, and every single maisa a hair coming out, then it's mutter. Because then it's a davar she'enam miskaven. Because really you want to just massage your hairs. So you're not looking So it's, what the Gemara is, the whole reason the Gemara... yeah. And if it's taka, he says, Aval fi hanir lididon hayom kol hakavona shosor chaseir eirikudin hasinim im vadra ba lo nichol b'hoke ve'ich shiye vadai she'inim skad lezeh p'sik reisha vadai lo havei d'rabim heim hamistakrim k'day v'yashiv sarosim b'to ve'inim tolshim saros v'im yimtsu misha yisrok sarosim v'u p'sik reisha etzlo inoch nami, if it's a p'sik reisha for him she, with the comb he has and with his hair she tells the saros k'yam nichol b'hoke b'vadai also lo nisrok. Ulam zeba ofen shebechol pam. There he writes it. Zeba ofen shebechol pam shemavir hamasrik al rosho netloshim mimenu saaros. It has to be every time, not the series. The series psikreshe in the series of the body holds is not a psikreshe, which is the pashup shot. Every ula should be separate.
Wouldn't it just be the first one?
Even though if you comb your hair a lot of times in the end you'll see the hairs in your comb, that's not a psikreshin. Even though you're never going to just do it one time, you're going to do it 10 times, and when you do it 10 times there's always a hair there, that's not a psikreshin, because he holds that which. Well, he holds that's the Pashup Shah. I think he's right. I think that is the Pashup Shah. Okay, the Meiri, okay. You know, he doesn't. Mikol Mokom Adayin Ein Zeh Nikra Psikreshi Kol Havaros Masrik Al Rosho Choshev Maisa Levad. Kol Maisa Levad Im Psikreshi Vzeh Pashup. And then he says, Gam Lani Azdaiti Tafim Hoya Bizmaneinu Bizev Vadei Psikreshi. Even if it is a Psikreshi, so that we're going to see. In other words, that's not the regular derech gozes to take a comb. If you want to go gozes, you take a scissor, you take a shearing apparatus. So he thinks that anyway, it's kalachayad. After reverse of David in the righteous, that after the two shall call a kavana to sorek and they'll answer nima moved on. Those, if your kavana to be sorek is to take the hairs that are on the thread, so then the normal way is to do it with a comb. But here you're not being mechaving for that, and even if it's a psikreshe, but that a hair is going to come, hairs are going to come out. That's kalachayad. But today, ain't a kavanah b'sirik al gadil achlik asaros u'yashlam ve'im ritzona l'akur b'vadei demuter. Sof dover akol nishma b'sirik shal ayom shein kavanos l'akur asaros lo nichol b'hochi v'gam avi makalka u'kol achayad yish lo hatir b'shofi l'sarik asaros b'shabbos. So that's what he holds.
With the Rosh Hashanah,
you have to have a special brunch. Yeah, okay, but that's also a chiddush. That's a concept, you know. Question: when do you say uvda d'chol? What's you know uvda d'chol on?
Yeah,
that could be in a chanami, but that's a chiddush. In other words, to argue on that part, that's not so hard to argue on. To say that you need a separate comb for Shabbos, unless it's uvda d'chol. That's a chiddush. Oh, yeah.
Kavanah is
subjective. I mean, it's each person. No, it's just Bizman Chazal. That was Rav Abadi's point is that the combing in the Chazal is not the same combing. So if it's a psikreshe, it's a psikreshe. So then he thinks it's still going to be mutter, really mikar adin, because anyway it's kalachar yad and it's makalkel and lo nichale. So you can pile up, but certainly. If it's not a psik reshe, then it should be okay.
What's kalach yad?
In other words, because you're not doing it in the normal way of removing hairs.
Why
the normal way of removing hairs, you go to a barber and he removes your hair.
He's not requiring that you brush your hair kalach yad or whatever.
No.
Well, what does this mean in terms of not normal way? Because every time you normally brush your hair, you would get the same situation. So it would be normal.
It might not be kavana normal, but it's
normal. That's not the way you remove hairs, by combing yourself.
But in terms of people do this every day, so therefore, if I would do something every day, how would that
No, but that's not the normal way for me to remove hairs. The malacha is gozes. This is not the derech ha-gozes. If you look at page 11, the Sefer Torah's Malachas, so he has a paragraph where he discusses that shaila. He says, V'yesh la'ayin, the mal shekol mishmush grey de be'emes eino tolesh seyar, aval yidei riboy ha-mishmushim or deke nislushim. So he has the shaila of psik reisha, but Rav Aaron Soloveitcher called psik reisha in a series. Now, the shaila that Rabbi Hoffman told me years ago from Rabbi Aaron is Rabbi Kiveger. This is where Rabbi Aaron said it. And Rabbi Hoffman will confirm that for me on page 8. It wasn't easy to find this Rabbi Kiveger, because this Rabbi Kiveger is in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger that's not part of the regular Tshuvas. It was from a special Ksav Yad that they had, that Rav Nosson Gestetner from Bnei Brak got, and he published a special Ksav Yad from Rabbi Kiveger. And it has this tshuva. The tshuva is, how do you comb your pace? Are you allowed to comb pace? Even if you're not a Hasidish fellow. In other words, forget Shabbos. Let's talk about the week. You comb your hair. So, the pace means, you take here, from here, you draw a line, on the back of your ear, all this hair is the payas. Even if you don't have, even if you're not a Hasidish yid, this is payas. I'll pee did. So if I comb my hair even during the week, even during the week. So what's the heter? What's the heter to comb your hair during the week? If you're gonna take, say you're not a nazir, But you have payas, even if you don't have langa, briska payas, chassidish payas. Just stam, a yid has to have payas, every yid. So the hair, all this hair, all this is the payas.
It doesn't say you can't lose a hair from your
payas. Oh, so take a look. Let's see.
And you can pull payas out, right? You can't cut it with a razor, right?
Yeah,
like the whole depilatory or whatever that the English word is for that.
It's a machlokes. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, take a look. I'll show you. Take a look on.
Is
it machlokes? Some Rishonim hold that even if you like take two hairs out, even if you take two hairs out, that's also an issue of payas. Of altaki. Let's see. Look inside. In the Rabbi Kiveger. Murder the Rabbi Kiveger. Right, Rabbi Hoffman. Rabbi Aaron don't like to speak about this Rabbi Kiveger. Combing the payas. We're easy. Let's order with Moa. Look what Rabbi Kiveger says on page 8. Samach Gimel. V'isi lis'orer lis'moa eich matzinu yadeinu v'ragleinu b'srikas peyas harosh. Halolodas yesh oshrim b'suchon orach. So first of all, there's an opinion shulchan orach b'smaraim ke'ein targam ke'ein osser. Right, that's what we hold. In other words, we hold that for the beard, it's only with a tar. But for peyas, even for scissors, there's a problem. Because for the pas hazokon, for the beard, if you don't use tar, then you're okay. But for payas is more chomer. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, but we're machmir for payas. Then even if you don't use a tar, you can't.
It has to be kain tar is the problem.
The mesparim kain tar gam kain osur. Begiulach Apeyas. From Mechaber, Siyem, Diyesh Lochos, Ludivreim. Vzet Das Toysus, Beishavuos. Doyofin Apeyas, Mizokon. Yotzorach Dafka Hashchos, Ludetar. Hakanami name the Lodomi, the Indian Derch Yuluch, the Payas Avshalom Derch Yuluch Hayachayev. Okay. So he says, even if it's not Derch Yuluch, he says, and he quotes the Tosis. So he says like this. Look, Af, look at the paragraph Af on the left side, top. He should not look tzas b'sfek sfeker. Sovik delok yitosis. There's maybe you say like the other Rishonim that you need dafka tar. So when you're using a comb, it's not a tar. And the tar dafka kamo bezochen. The sovik yishitas hasovim the b'shir beiz odalitz oros mahani the lo mikri hakofa. In other words, as long as you have two or four hairs left over, then it's not a hakafa. In other words, I think it's the smag, if I'm not mistaken, who holds even if you take two hairs out, you're chayiv. But there are other Rishonim who disagree. So his tain is, you have a sfek sfeka. Because even if you're going to take 10 hairs out, right, but you're still left with 50 hairs, then some Rishonim hold that's okay. But some Rishonim hold even Shtei Saras is a problem. So that was his original.
So according to the state,
because it means the Pesach is like this, that the Pesach means even the Haschala of the Hakafa is also. So Sakifu, even if you didn't finish it off, but you did Haschala's Hakafa.
All the other Malachas, we don't have such a concept. You start something, you don't do anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said it, but I think the Smag. It says it.
According to this, you could look at Philo, go take scissors and cut off all your hair except for two.
Okay.
Am I missing something here?
Is there anything?
There's more than just a comb.
Right. So that's what he says. I guess. And Safa Kishitas a son in the Shir Bezer Dal Soros Mahani at the Lomikri Akofa. The Gomorrah Mufizem Nakel Gamkim Misparai Mehach Svek Svek Atzmo, and the first Mahedim Shokhanov the Yuga Bobachol Pay off of Misparai. But then, if that's true, then even Misparayim, you'd still have the same Svek Sveka. Because if you cut the payas with the scissors, so you also have the Sfek Sfek, maybe it's only Batar. And even Batar, maybe as long as you didn't leave over, you didn't cut everything, you're still okay. So, and we don't use that Sfek Sfek because we Aser Misparayim. So if we Aser Misparayim, then maybe we should Aser the Kolm also. Right, the Gam Mishai Miktas Oros also be Misparayim. He came in Mela, who had been walking with him in Maastricht, Maishno Zemizeh. Umitam Novashadum's Kavin Yevshal Hatid, that's Rika Vipsik Reshik. And I'm reading the Nozer, but also it's Archean Ladina. So,
Ravadi
would say it's not a problem because he holds that his man is that's not a. And. Well, yeah. If you want to see, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, look on page 9. Look in Sif Tess. I didn't bracket it, but look in Sif Tess. Shir hapeya mikineged seya sha'al padachto v'ad lamata min ha'ozen. Mokom sha'alech yatacht in Yosef Mispared, sham, v'chol rocha mokom ze lo siga bo yad. so that's mashma, I think some point out, that's mashma, that even if you don't do a full job, lo sigo boyat. So, and then you said, "Einu chayav al pachshchos pas lachin el batar." That's the first day. Have a mispray mutar filu kvei tar. But the Ramah says, "Mikol mochem nizharim shem sabim mispraim sheyas a heck of a gula kayla." Yeah. He says, "Einu chayav al pachshchos pas lachin el." That's a psa zochen. That's something else. Yeah, Yud is talking about the beard. Tess is the pace. So that's Rabbi Ki Vegas Kasha. That's Rabbi Ki Vegas Kasha. So again, Rabbi Ki Vegas Kasha, like you said, is only if it's going to be a psik reisha. Yeah, I'm looking for Piskei Tshuva and Gimel. Well, I am a Tshuva's Chasam Soifish, initial Me'agon, Morena Rabbi Ki Vegas Al. Menolon Het to Srikos Pelsarosh, Lamad the Machmir. I feel we're surrounded by time. We shouldn't lay a feet in Rosh Mizrachim. And can you actually also call me a kofa? I feel we're mastered. So he answers, Chasim Sovel, we buy that's a Ramad Yoiv Shiro, Pas Rosh Arboim Soros. I feel the Shita Smag. Ah, you see? The Smag, you see? The Shita Smag. The second line. The Shita Smag, the also looks those Bay Soros. Mi pei amaleya mi kol makom hete gomer lisrof hachi chazinon davon kishad avdi hachi. Have to see what he says, but the eager cash is according to the smag. The smag sheet is even two saras. Now there is a tshuva. In the Chalkas,
there's no Rama on this.
There's no Rama.
Yeah, I'm saying that. Because
it
was not Noyag in Israel. I mean, according to that,
it
comes out everybody should have
long pants. Lo Siga Boyad.
Yeah.
The Shkala is, what does Lo Siga Boyad mean? Does Lo Siga Boyad means you can't touch it, or just means you can't take even two hairs out?
You certainly can't cut it.
Would be maybe if you have already a long, you know, there's a question, how long does the hair have to be? How long does the hair have to be? So, some posts came home, like Shechter pointed out, it's enough, you can bend the hair to the root, then that's the shear. But if you can't bend the top to the root, which is too short, then that's considered like it's not there.
So even a crew cut is problematic.
Then according to that, even a crew cut. I think Rav Shachter mentioned Rav Moshe Salvechik, Epis was more makil. If you could feel it, that's good. But the Pashup Shot is, if it's not, the hair is not long enough that you can bend it over.
That's a Pashup Shot.
Because the Gemara speaks about what's this in other areas, what's the shear.
That's clearly
not what he meant when he said Lo Siga
Boyad. Okay, so the
have a Ramah to like to be Sabbathon to right. that we're not knowing like that or something.
So. Okay, maybe.
The people who shave their heads and basically just the bare outlines. There's no day that permits that.
You mean they shave their heads?
People have very It's a style today. You see a lot of people have very
shaven heads.
Shaved heads. Yeah. You see also the pay. So I mean, I see some modern from people that have it, and I question them on his belt. I think, was there any day it's a mutter? We help you have to hold on to something, I always heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you could feel that.
Well, you feel it. Ramosha Salvechik held the Rosh Hashanah to mention, if you can just feel it, maybe it's still okay.
If you just feel it, Smotra?
Yeah.
You don't have to be able to...
Right, no. Right. If you hold like that, then... Oh. So let me show you one in the Chalkas Yoyev, page 10. Chalkas Yoyev is from the Gedolei Achronim. He's from Kinsk. Kinsk. Poland, right? Talmud of the Avni Nezer, even though I think he might have been older than the Avni Nezer. But he's the same. Yeah. I hold everything that's in the Chalkas Yoav is brilliant. Sometimes it's too brilliant. But everything the Chalkas Yoav says is brilliant. So you should go through every. You know, the Chalkas Yoav has also his tshuvas, and then he has the Kabbad de Kashyaisa. The Kabbad de Kashyaisa is the 103 kashas that he holds that are tzarech in gadol, and then it became the style that people write svarim to try to fa'emfer the 103 kashas of the Chalkas Yoav. And they call it either Kabbad de Terutza or Kabbad de Nichusa. A lot of people have written. There was one person, Beresh Mandelbaum's nephew, who went around Eretz Yisrael asking all the Rosh Yeshivas to their opinion to give a teretz. And then he put it all together in three volumes to try to emfer all the kashas of the Chalkas Yoav. So he has here. So he Amar Delevay Inyan Srika B'Shabbos Imu Issa Torah. Whereas, again, Rav Abadi holds the Srika today is a different Srika, so it's okay. But let's talk about the time of the Gemara. Where you mamish were mechavim. Like, what's the case in the Gemara? You took a comb to brush out the hairs that were held by a thread. So is that... Now, so if you hold, like Tosis, if you only use the hair, it's a problem, then I understand it's only the Rabbanim. But what if you hold like the Ramban, the Rivash, even if you don't use it, just to make it nice, that's a Daraisa. So he wants to say that it's still only the Rabbanim. Why? He says most posts can disagree with Tosis. He says, he quotes Tosis. She deserves to chok or tosis, right? Of a road posting called chokim that even if you don't need the hair, it's a derais. So he says like this. This is what he says. Look on the top of the paragraph on the left side. The first word on the line is greda. Yeah, first look on the first line. First look on the first line. On the left. Halo Mavur B'Shabbos, it's Siporin Shapir Sharubo, Dapakli Potter, Avalosim, Mishum, Mitam de Milator, Havi Katlushim. In other words, if you have a nail that's hanging, but it's, most of it's already detached, it's just hanging on a thread. So even Bekli is only a Drabon. Because Midaraisa, since it's only hanging on a thread, it's okay. So he says like this. Now go down to the line that says greater. Okay, near lafi and near daiti, apima de mavur b'shubishmus Yaakov. Tadam rin an uber yerech imo. So uber yerech imo means that the uber is part of the mother. Hurak shadadim al avlad. Because if we look from the perspective of the child, of the fetus, it's part of the mother. But when we're looking at the mother, from the perspective of the mother, Lo nemer da aim dover echad im avla. So he explains like this. Behema's chulin. Say you have a behema, the mother, the behema is not kachshed. It's a chulin bika behema. But you are makdish the fetus. V'ubra kodesh. So does that mean the mother's kodesh? He says, "Ein asur ba'avod rak midrabanim." It was because the mother doesn't take on the status of the child, because the mother is not butthole to the child. The child is butthole to the mother. So when you're looking from the perspective of the mother's chulim, so it stays chulim. And there's no, because behemoth kochim you can't work with. It's also begizo vavoda. Okay, because of depression. Okay. He says, look what he says then. Lufi says, Sarek b'Shabbos. He says, if you comb b'Shabbos, even if it's a secretion, even if you're machavin, mamish, like the case in the Gemara, you mamish machavin to take those hairs off. He says, it'll only be an Issa d'Rabbanon, even according to the Rivash. Even according to the Rivash that says you don't need to use the hair. So what's this far? He says like this. The Kavan the Mavur Bishas Nazir, Shame Bisar Secretion Lipulash Sar Shlema. Like it isn't Skavil Hasan Nimam Yudol. So he wants to say a chilek between Nazir and Shabbos. He's the Mele Yesh Chilek by Nazir and Shabbos. He said all the poskim equate Nazir and Shabbos. The Gemara about combing was only talking about Nazir. So he wants to say maybe there's a difference. What's the difference? The Bishlam of Nazir Dachiv Shalohu Mashatolish Haser Meaguf. The Achiv al Asara. The Asara Kodesh, the Torah Amra Kodesh Yegodol Pera. In other words, by Nazir, what's the. You look at the perspective of the hair. The hair is holy, so you can't remove that hair. So you're looking from the perspective of the hair. So if you remove the hair, which is holy, you violate the Issa Nazir.
Did the Gemara actually say this?
One second. The kaven the donim neged hasaara shapir minu hibetela lahaguf. So, he can mo aver medulda the dina can mechuber. So if you look from the perspective of the hair, in other words, the hair is the issue that you're removing the hair. So from the perspective of the hair is subordinate to the body, to the person. So memela, that's why it's an issa deraisa to remove the hair, because the hair is part of the nazir, and we're looking from the perspective of the hair that's the issur of removing the hair, and the hair is part of the body, even if it's dangling, but it because the hair is just like the uber is buttled to the mother, so the hair is buttled to the goof, so he's removing something from the goof. But by a whatchamacallit. A nail's dangling nail. So even b'kli, it's only a drabon. Why? Because why should we mechayev in a nail? You only mechayev in a nail because what? From the perspective of the person. Because from the perspective of the nail, you're not using the nail. So it's only going to be chayev from the perspective of the person. And from the perspective of the Kariatzipor, he malachas ain't a tzuchel guf, ain't tzuchel tzipor, rak chayv mitam hipoy aguf. Bim todo neger aguf, hare ain't aguf mechuber litziporin. In other words, so if you're looking for, there was the only way to mechayv in the tziporin is from the perspective of the person who's getting groomed as a result. But from the perspective of the person, right, hare ain't aguf mechuber litziporin. From the perspective of the person, it's severed already, because, in other words, because it's dangling. Because right from the perspective of the person, the mechayev is only because of the grooming of the person. So from the perspective of the person, it's already menutak. So it says the same thing by Srika B'Shabbos. That the only way you can mechayev to comb the hair on Shabbos, even if you're mechavim, since you don't need the hair, so why are you chayiv? You're only chayiv from the perspective of the person. From the perspective of the person, then the hair is considered already severed off.
It sounds like an artificial filling. The nazir becomes bald while he's a nazir. He's not chayiv. It happened. He's not. He didn't do anything. It just happened, right? So he's not chayiv for losing that hair. Same thing. If he brushed his hair, not talking about Shabbos, just stuff, right?
Nozir. Yeah.
If he brushes his hair and a hair comes out, he's not mechayiv to that. Why is that any different from somebody whose hair falls on stomach? How are you going to be mechayiv?
It wasn't his color.
No, he's saying that the hair, because by nozir you chayiv from the perspective of the hair. That you're doing a maisa. If it falls out by itself, you don't do a maisa. So he's saying by his word is like this: the mechayiv the nazir, you don't have to look at the person. You can look from the perspective of the hair. From the perspective of the hair, even if it's dangling, it's still bottle to the goof. But if you're looking, but by Shabbos, you look at from the perspective of the person, not the perspective of the nail, the perspective of the hair, because you're not using the nail, you're not using the hair, so you only can be mechayev from the perspective of the person, and from the perspective of the person, the hair is the person is not subordinate to the hair. Remela, from the perspective of the person, the hair is already gone, so really you're not doing anything. Masha'en came by nazir, you look from the perspective of the hair, and the hair is tuffle to the person, so Mamela, even if it's dangling, it's going to be that's his harifus.
Is he saying it's rubo kukulo? If the nail is almost off, since rove is gone,
right? So if rove is gone, and even if you cut it with a kli, it won't be an issue of the daraisa.
Where's this Gemara that he referenced that by nazir there's no psik resha that you can get out the
Sarah Shlim?
Where's that Gemara?
No, that's our Gemara. That's a Beferish Gemara, because the Gemara says that it's Seiros Hamadul Dolim. Call us Sorek Lahasir Nimim Hamadul Dolim. So Mashma, that if there's no Nimim Hamadul Dolim, if there's a full hair, then that's not our concern. Our whole concern with the Nazir was only if he has hairs that are on a thread.
That's just saying what he's in the scavenging to get rid of.
Right.
He's scavenging to get rid of the Mandemian Middle Dawn. It doesn't say anything about there's...
But anything else, there's no concern. If there would be a concern, the Gemara would say that's the reason why it's Osir. The Gemara doesn't say it's Osir because it's an inference that since the Gemara was only bothered by the Seiros Hamidul Dolim and was not bothered by...
That's the only thing he's miscavined to. The Gemara needed something a person's miscavined to. That's
no, but if it was be a Psik Reishe, then that's called miscavined also. Okay, so this is the interesting discussion that the Mishnah in Nazir and whether it applies to Shabbos, and whether the Mitzias of Srika Bizman Hazeh differs from the Srika of that. So those are, there's more to say, but these are the basic Yesodis. Next week we'll talk about extracting a tooth on Shabbos. But is that a malacha of...
A few problems with that.
Yeah, that's the question. What's the malacha?
So lemaisa here, you paskin like everybody.
If it's not a secretion, then there's room to be makel. And he would want to be makel even if it is a secretion. But certainly, if it's not a secretion,
not a repetitive procedure.
Right. In other words, not the secretion in a series.
You don't require a soft brush.
Okay, maybe you need to, I'm not dealing with what the Matzias is. In other words, if you have a thing that's going to take off every time, then Rabbi Bani himself was moda really that it's decreased. Then he found another cooler. But in other words, you try it on during the week and see what the Matzias is. But I think it's a very important point he's making, that the whole combing that we do today and the combing of the Gemara is a whole totally different thing.
I don't know that.
How do we know that? Because why we don't comb today to remove
serious. So why do you see that they were doing that in the Mishnah?
But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Kol ha sorik lahasir se'aras hamudoldolim miskavim."
Yeah, but so I don't think the Gemara when it says that, it says in the back of your head. It's
yeah.
Because if it's